Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said President Obama's renewal of U.S. economic sanctions on his country has no impact because Tehran relies solely on its own abilities. His comments follow Thursday's announcement that the United States was extending economic sanctions against Tehran because it continued to pose an extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. It was a routine extension of punitive measures imposed by former U.S. President Bill Clinton in 1995. Mr. Ahmadinejad told Iran's press TV that Iran was completely self-reliant and does not care what other nations do.
ما با آژانس اونم در چارچوب تعهدات متقابل و MPT شرایط اونم شرایط عادی میدونیم
We think the path of the Iranian nation is very clear. The world has changed. The Iranian nation is strong and relies on itself. There is a saying by the Holy Prophet of Islam that if the science is in heavens, the Iranians will achieve it. Now, there is no need for heavens. We can do it on earth. We don't need anyone. And because of that, we rely on our own abilities. We have no worries, concerns. There are no obstacles. God willing, the Iranian nation's advancement is gaining speed.
Mr. Ahmadinejad called the U.S. sanctions a childish idea and a big mistake. The Iranian president was speaking in a Saleh at the start of the 9th and 10th phases of the vast South Pars gas field. He said 60% of the project is being developed by Iranian contractors, claiming that sanctions had merely reinforced Iran's intrinsic abilities to get things done.
The start of this project is a celebration of national self-confidence. We are thankful and are also happy for the favor our enemies have unintentionally done for us. You wanted to stop our prosperity through aggressive measures, but your efforts opened the way for us to progress and be proud of our abilities.
Iran has been under various U.S. sanctions since the regime of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, a U.S. ally in the Gulf, was toppled by the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.